Monday, March 31st. Not Elijah or Jeremiah or some other prophet. That people should mistake Jesus for John is one thing, but for Elijah or Jeremiah or some other Old Testament prophet, where do such ideas come from? Elijah was the fearless prophet of Mount Carmel fame, the firebrand who had the audacity to confront Israel's disobedient king and demonic wife. He was the one who held forth alone against the combined religious establishment and Ahab's corrupt regime. Jeremiah, the weeping prophet, coming upon the scene at a time of intense national ferment and crisis, conveyed a message to his compatriots that could not have been more unwelcome to the national mood, and he paid for it too. As for the rest of God's faithful prophets in the Old Testament, Jesus and his scathing woes upon the scribes and Pharisees left Israel's treatment of the godly stalwarts for the last, as if to suggest that it was the central point he wished to make. So you testify against yourselves that you are the descendants of those who murdered the prophets.
What significance do you see in the fact that Jesus' contemporaries identified him with these particular personalities?
To have been mistaken for any of the characters included in Peter's response in Matthew 16:14 was clearly a high compliment. These were spiritual giants whose sterling character held deep resonance in Jewish society. But however flattering, such comparisons, as we have come to know, fell utterly short of the truth. If Jeremiah had said, for instance, that he was the light of the world, history would have considered him demented. And however spectacular the victory of Carmel, had Jesus quailed in the face of threat, as did the ancient hero of Carmel, we now would not be falling at his feet in reverence. The confusion of Jesus with these ancient stalwarts, however gratifying and intriguing, falls completely short of the reality portrayed in the Gospels.
What is the main difference between Jesus and all these other prophets, and why is that difference so important to us? Read John chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. John chapter 17, verse 5, and Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 through 3.